our Lord Jesus Christ, mercy, for love of the Father, and the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. For the beginning of my sermon text, I will read from Psalm 103, from the beginning, a few verses, in Jesus' name. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with the good things, so that youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Amen. Beloved listeners of the Word, we have been able to be gathered for 3 days, or a fourth day has begun, to listen to the Word of God, and many may wonder, how do those people, how can they entertain themselves? Where all is that is done is talk, sermons, and singing, and blessing of forgiveness. This wondering is natural to the human, and we might ourselves think about this as well. Think about this, how this is precious services for us as God's kingdom and God's house, where we wish to come over and over again to. And now we may wonder it from, and as myself, as my hairs have turned gray, they have said that God is patient, and God has been patient with me, so that I hold the name of a child of God today. It has nothing to do with my doings. And I also believe that David, as he wrote this psalm, felt the same way. And it says here, David wakes his soul to thank the Lord. In the previous sermon, I kept about Peter also said, Lord, awake your mind, and followed with, and to remember the words that were told by the prophets, also as our words of our teaching and bringers of word, the word of God today. We are today's apostles, the ones bringing forth the word of God, telling the word of God. And we wish to say again and again, ask people, tell them to, remind them to make a repentance. There was an old preacher of his time, and they were leaving for a trip to sermon, and they left with a partner, and they were leaving and looked at each other and said, what is it, this kind of person that they look like, that are carriers of the word of God? And so they discussed, what shall we do? And it is to take the word upon them, and let's tell them to make a repentance. It is good, and there's such a large prize, everlasting life, that is a promise in God's, the Lord's house, in a festival that never ends. And those that have the strength to be believers of God on this earth will have this blessing. And those who on this earth have not yet found this kingdom, they do not know of how gracious God is. David, wrote this test, David said, Lord, I thank from my soul. And David asks about having four blessings in his time on earth. And it may be a good strategy to present something positive before asking for something more, as was in David's request. David had gone up against Goliath, and he was chosen for this task. He had to show his hands to Goliath and had to show that with these hands I have killed a bear and a lion. And this is David's experience. And when Saul's clothes were placed upon him, they were not worthy of him, and he could not walk in those clothes. And we can understand that David could not wear that as a believer, that what was of the unbeliever. And so as they left to fight, he did not leave of his own strength, but he left with in the name of Israel's Lord. And you can remember, as it is said, that David won this fight against Goliath, and Israel won this war one man against another. And it was these 3 meter tall persons that were fighting against the Israelites. But this is how we fight against evil in the kingdom of God. We don't fight with our forearms and our flesh. That does not bring forth good fruit. But for this reason, we ask from God that we would be in the place of a child, and those the nourishment of a small child is sufficient for us. There, when Jesus Christ, a well-known speaker, who was speaking, there was a crowd and a boy who had food. The food was given to Jesus, and Jesus blessed it. And once they dispersed this food to everyone after Jesus' blessing, there was enough for everyone at the services, as well as there was leftovers. We can always think about these small child's nourishments or food. We do not have anything of ourselves, but we have only that what is given to us by God. God does not give bad food or spoiled food. He does not suggest us to go into wrong, but suggests or teaches us to be gracious and merciful to another. God is gracious, and we talk in the book of Moses, there's text about graciousness. It is said, I am Lord thy God, gracious God, gracious. Those who fight against me. This in the Old Testament, they is said that the God is so strict, as he does not treat well those who do not believe in him. And so some take a look at this text and forget about his mercifulness, You should not say your name in vain, as God will not leave unpunished those who use in vain his name. This is how the people of Moses were instructed, and these instructions are still in act, are spoken of in confirmation school about how we have a strict God. But as we understand in this text also, but God is not strict upon those who wish to believe upon him, but has given his only Son to forgive those sins. And that is what David is thankful for in this text. Bless Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. Where would we be, dear brothers and sisters, had we not, God had not been gracious upon us? In immense battles and challenges of our travels, many times we have needed God's gracious hand, and that he has given his only Son to redeem us from our sins. And also, in this time, we have in our midst the altar of grace. The Lord Jesus is the creator of this altar. And when we go to the altar to ask for our sins, forgiveness for our sins, there has never been such an answer that we will not forgive you anymore. That you have sinned so much that now you must have your... make do with your situation. But no, always the gospel has been preached. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. It has been told that, or suggested that older and younger, especially the age of confirmation, and those who have went into wedding matrimony and would... That these people would present the altar in their homes as much as possible and take care of their matters. The altar leads to everlasting life. This, our faith, is not staying here on this earth. We are of the earth, and as we will come to that in if God will allow. But the days we have are only that what God gives to us. And those days are written in the Lord's book of life even before we were born. And that is quite amazing. David here also is thankful for thankful that all sins are forgiven and all healeth all diseases or trials and releases from those trials, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. If we think about this as we are tormented and carrying sin, whatever the issue, Apostle Paul talked about a trigger that may create. Each of us have our own issues or sins that we easily fall into. But here it is said that thy Spirit bringeth us from our trials and oppression. We think about where is that release from oppression as we suffer from smaller things even. But that means that we find ourselves in the midst of this kingdom in one faith and can find ourselves there until the end of time if we have the strength to ask for forgiveness and strength to forgive and to believe forgiveness only due to Christ's forgiveness. We have this We have this ability to go to the grace altar and receive our sins forgiven. And oh, how great it is to once again travel once we have received, believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Can make our way on this heaven's travel. And when sins are forgiven, they are once forgiven. And then it continues, who satisfy thy mouth with good things? We think about in Cornelius' home, the sermon keeper, Peter, who said, we are all in front of you. We are all in front of you listening to see what God is saying. Do we all have the same faith here today? How many of us, when we sit on the bench out there, have the courage to say, sure, I will open my mouth if God fills it with good things? If you have been asked about the foundation of your faith, have you been able to answer? There are many examples in my own life. I can tell of one. I was in a trip on work. I wasn't at home. I was at home, and there had been new people moved into the area. And they had started asking in the, it's a small community, and there's a few believers, even less than now. They asked, is there possibly some believers here somewhere? And they had asked the carekeeper at my workplace. But they had asked his carekeeper and at work and said that maybe these Solonins are. And they had got the phone number and called and asked directly if, can we believe our sins forgiven? And my wife ran home. As soon as I got home, my wife ran out and said, what do I do now that I've blessed somebody that I don't even know over the phone? And I said, there is nothing to worry about. Once God has forgiven it, there is nothing to do about it. And so this couple found their way into God's kingdom. And this is what our opening of our mouth, even though we feel like we have nothing left of our faith, if somebody asks for forgiveness, we cannot be without providing the gospel. Even you young, be courage. Be encouraged to bless one another, as that gives us the strength in faith and brings us forward on the journey of faith. And here it is said, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Isn't that a great way to say? What this means is that our faith is given the strength to continue on. And this feels like we have such the great wings of an eagle, as we have such a great feeling or light feeling of our travel. There was once in these services, ran through the halls and thanking the Lord. Right now the world is difficult and heavy. It's very seldom do we hear these noises of thankfulness, but I believe that many have the same thought when I leave from services, to if I had the courage to thank in voice, I would do so. But the enemy of soul keeps us in this way. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. In our earlier sermon, it was talked about this judgment. We are judged as long as we are here in this time. And as long as we are part of the kingdom, we are with graciousness and mercy judged. But it is different matter, the ending judgment, when we are in front of the one and only judge at the end of time. There is not one person that has been born onto this earth that will be elsewhere. There is a book that will be opened, and if the name is not found in this book, then there's such a sorrowful thing happened that the name of the child of God has been wiped out of this book, and it only happens if you don't have the strength to travel as a child of God, if we do not want to make a repentance, if we do not want to travel with this group. It is important that the book that is held in heaven is there's such an exact book that there's not one name that is missing from there that proclaims their faith here on earth. And Luther had stated that those who were there in heaven, Luther had wondered about those that he did not know, and there were many that he did not know, and there was many that he would have thought that would have been there, but the most miraculous was that his own name was found in that book. There was 30, 40 years ago, there was a speaker that kept a sermon and ended a sermon talking about these books in heaven. Talked about in this way that in that book there is, next to my name is a bloody cross. There is a check mark in the spot of my name. He was a believing person. That's the way he described it. And imagined it in his own part. And came to ask again for a blessing so that it would always stay that way. And so, you brother, sister, that feel that many times sin and the devil tempts us. It is for that reason that we want to listen to the sound of that the Good Shepherd, and it would be easier to make travel as a believer and just believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name and precious blood. Sins forgiven. Jesus' name and precious blood. Sins forgiven. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? I do wish to believe with you. And here it is also said here. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Our Father is merciful and gracious. This psalm also continues. There's a word that I didn't read. As a father pitieth his children, so Lord pitieth them that fear him. And it also continues here. As for man, in his days are as grass, he as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. As here all fields all have flowers, and birds are making nests, and as Matthew reminds us that we would sigh, and in place of unbelief and sighing, we should sing as believers and look at the birds and see how the birds and gather flowers such as small boys and girls do and bring to mother and put them in vases, and we look at them and appreciate them. That means that the child of God does not need to drag his nose on the ground and cry about these things. Sins are forgiven, and we are thankful, those thankful children of God that are walking towards the life in eternity in the future. We may say that I don't have the strength, I have so much sin, I cannot do this. Of course we cannot if we look in the mirror and look at our own face. It is not that. It does not help us. But that we believe in the gospel that keeps God's strength. Remember, after this, that gospel is the strength that weakens smile upon. And as long as that is held in our heart and minds and our strength, the enemy's souls cannot win us over. Jesus said when he left, before he left, he had his sermon before leaving. Those who stay strong till the end will be saved. And then continued, I will give you the strength. I will be with you with every day until the end of the earth. Have you forgotten that even today you are a child of God and you can believe from grace and mercy your sins forgiven? I have often forgotten this, and I often need to ask for the gospel. And even in my mind, it seems that it is difficult. But even in this, God has not forgotten me and still forgives my sin. I can joy with you even today. We all have today have the ability to believe our sins forgiven and own that gospel and hang on to that gospel. And here, and I'll take one more issue here. The Lord is Lord's mercy is from forever to forever for those who believe upon Him. We can save ourselves as members of this congregation as we believe our sins forgiven, as our Father is merciful. And I have promised that here in the end, I have a few words. Talk about the history of this Räislämäki, this place where the services are here. Elsa and Antti, there was a nice poem written about this. Our brother made this. This pictures our whole services, everything that happens here on Räislämäki, at this services. This poem states that if God's grace is not with us, if God's grace was not with us on our way, we would not even have this school, this opisto. It is God's great love, brothers and sisters of faith. Once there was Antti and Elsa, which gave up all of their worldly possessions to start this opisto. And Elsa and Antti's request was that if only one person through this was saved, they were happy with just one person being saved. And now I will read this poem to you. Two, they were living, my husband and wife. They had no children. Often labored in the field. The horse had dragged a plow. The field flowed with in the wind, and the work had filled their barns. But in the midst they were still poor until they found their own small field, and that was given as a gift. It seemed like it was a rocky end, but in the soil there was a great strength. It grew golden grains into their granary. Husband and wife sold everything, bought a small tree so they placed it in the corner of the building, and they slept with hands crossed and smile on their lips. They prayed that the tree would even have for one bird, one lonely bird, a resting place. But the man was wise, and the tree was growing, and the roots went deep, and it sucked up the water in the earth. From a great It spreaded its leaves and branches to the sky. The warmth of the sun warmed the tree, and the tree could be seen from far away, and called, "Come, come, you birds," and the birds heard the tree's call. The red birds in the forest, and the blue-breasted birds, and the yellow field birds, and also from the far mountains there were small bird pairs that came, or they came over the top, and they all found a safe place to nest in the branches of the trees. There were also wounded birds were brought. The ones that were brought into the hawk's claws or ran into windows, and the gardener took care of these birds. On the top of the tree, on the top branch, was a small bird, a dove that came from the heavens, that taught a new song for all, that sounded so sweet and beautiful, so full of hope, that the birds could sat silently in awe to listen. In the shadow of the bird, in the form of a cross, many traveler could rest after the noonday sun. But as the sun set, the whole tree was red in color, and all the branches break into song.